Good evening, welcome to this week's Totally Irish. Let's kick off the music with the new single from Ham Sandwich.
The sound of the city. 98 FM.
Seasons run from me.
Between 9 and 11 p.m. on 98 FM.
Good evening, welcome to this week's Totally Irish with me, John Barker. 98 FM's weekly Irish music show, sponsored by the good people at Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar. We are broadcasting live here in Dublin with 2 hours of brand new Irish music. I hope you're having a great Sunday night so far. On tonight's show, we've got new releases from the King of Charm, David Keenan, and the King of Wit, Junior Brother. We've also got new releases from Laura Duff and Maverick Sabre, as well as the latest remix from Loa's new EP, featuring a star performance from God Only Knows. Dennis Vavasor will be chatting to us about the best Christmas gigs to go to, and we have two amazingly talented live guests on this week's show that I am big fans of, and if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you will know both their music very well. A little later, Vern and Jane will be dropping in to chat about their brand new single. It's called Push Me. And in a few moments' time, Jealous of the Birds will be performing some of her awesome songs for us. The start of this week's new musical adventures was brought to you by Ham Sandwich and their brand new single. It's called Reactions. I got to see them perform that song for the first time in Whelan's a few weeks ago at a very special 98 FM listeners party. Kells Finest are back in Camden Street in Whelan's for 3 nights this Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Thursday is long ago sold out, but there might be some tickets left for the other 2 nights. Okay, the musician behind Jealous of the Birds is called Naomi Hamilton. I'm going to be chatting to her very shortly on this week's Totally Irish. First, though, let's take a listen to her current single. This is called Marrow.
Some people say that it's all just conjecture, like trying to synthesize under God lectures with the wrought iron balconies in Greenwich this spring. There's a schism, a chasm of language between the taste and the thought of the sandwich, between the thing and the myth I make to feign meaningfulness. Just to live in this body, in this town, not South Nagasaki, or anywhere else within me, unknown to myself. In Tibet, I'd be bowing to Buddha. I'd catch in that bay, I'd see pods of beluga's with light pouring into my eyes, and no image the same. Oh, to have a distilled sense of sensing. Does the banshee get tired of lamenting? Daisies can't become daffodils, so why should that become this? Yet I feel your love carved through the waters, round the landscape of somebody's daughter. You call me peninsula, an island no more.
That track there, Marrow, features on the new Jealous of the Birds EP, which is released on February the 1st. It's called Wisdom Teeth. And I am so delighted to say that Naomi Hamilton, the woman behind Jealous of the Birds, has joined me in the 98FM studio.
Yes.
Hey, Naomi.
Hi.
How are you? It's great to finally meet you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm a huge fan of your music. I'm a huge fan of your last EP from earlier this year. You're going to play a track from it now for us, and I'm delighted that you've chosen Plastic Skeletons, because that was the first track that I originally heard from that EP. I love that. It's one of the coolest tracks of the year. It's a cool tune.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this is going to be like a little, the lounge version of this song. Yeah.
What's the background to it? There's a few American references in it, is there?
Yeah, I wrote it back after my first trip to South by Southwest in the States. And I kind of just like kept a journal and took a bunch of words and images from that and wrote the song afterwards when I came home. So
nice. I'm looking forward to hearing this version.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, this is Plastic Skeletons from Jealous of the Birds and this week's Totally Irish.
Palm trees tickle in the skyline, cover me in dead vines. I spoke with the plastic skeletons and they're all drinking dandelion wine and admiring the shoreline, telling me they love it when I tap my tambourine or wear my skinny jeans or pray like Augustine. Am I good in spite of or because I am 19? Just tell me what you mean, friend. Life is no long weekend. Hope you have it in you to undress again. I saw Chicago was riding jazz ballads played low. No one saw me crawl like a gecko towards sunlight. So many fire crows with appetite. Do you want dance like fire in the eye of a long-tailed bison? Do you want love like a poet? Can the husk of their fruit just ripen? Do you want to be on the cold concrete outside our favorite diner? Do you want to wrap me up in sway, smudge off my black eyeliner? No books filled with dirty poems all slanted like hip bones of women who stand and twist the cords of telephones. I kiss your microphone and blame it on hormones. Oh, I've become addicted to the smell of your cologne. But why can't we just keep it our little summer secret? You should know that everything I say won't be repeated. Drink your margarita, flirt with drunk Maria, chasing skirts like some golden retriever. I saw Chicago, it was riding jazz ballads played low. No one saw me crawl like a gecko towards sunlight. So many fire crows with appetite. Do you want dance and fire in the eye of a long-tailed bison? Do you want love like a perk in the husk of their futures ripen? Do you want to be concrete outside our favorite diner? Do you want to wrap me up in sweat, smudge off my black eyeliner? Do you want to dance fire and in the eye of a long-tailed bison? Do you want to love the poet? Can the husk of their fruit just ripen? Do you want to leave in the cold concrete outside our favorite diner? Do you want to wrap me up in sweat, smudge off my black eyeliner?
That is the sound of Jealous of the Birds performing her track Plastic Skeletons live for us on this week's Totally Irish. Naomi, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
I mentioned earlier on that I'm a huge fan of the EP that that track appears on, which is called The Motts of What I Want Will Eat Me in My Sleep, which is a great title for an EP, and that the new one, Wisdom Teeth, is out on February the 1st. Is there a sense with the tracks on this new EP and your one from earlier on this year that you're kind of moving away, Naomi, a little bit from the more folk-based tracks that we saw on your debut album, Parma Violets, which I think was released a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I think so. I think with Parma Violets, I didn't really expect that it was going to be received the way it was. So a lot of those songs were just kind of written in a really unassuming way, like just in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And now that I've kind of got to play
music live with a full band, I think I'm thinking much more in terms of like bigger arrangements and more rockier songs. So I think that's kind of definitely developed into something a bit less folky.
Yeah. And is that reflected then on the new EP, which I said is called Wisdom Teeth It's Out on February the 1st? So is there more of a kind of a rockier sound? Is there more of a fuller band sound?
Definitely in some of the tracks. I mean, they're mellower. Like some of the mellower ones have, I'd say like fuller production and instrumentation. Like we used some kind of weird instruments like tabla drums, like krakabs, which are these like weird Moroccan kind of percussion instrument and stuff. So I was definitely trying to use wider instrumentation on this, but not necessarily at all super rocky, but yeah, for sure, like definitely a growth, yeah.
Marrow is the first single from that new EP, Wisdom Teeth, and we just had to listen to it a few moments ago. The other tracks are, well, some of the other tracks are called New York Has a Lump in Her Throat, which I'm really looking forward to hearing. I've never heard New York has been referred to like that. Blue Eyes, and then is it Kosciuszko? Kosciuszko is one of the tracks. Tell us a little bit about that. What is the word Kosciuszko?
That is a Finnish word.
Good.
It means.
I'm glad it wasn't English.
Yeah, it means courtship.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of just stumbled across that word, and the song is about falling in love, so it made sense. Yeah, it's kind of one of the dreamier ones.
Nice. A lot of your tracks kind of reference places around the world.
That's probably very unintentional, but I think it's just because so much like exploring has happened for me, and I'm kind of absorbing a lot of it and filtering it into my songs. Yeah.
Nice. Maybe getting a bit closer to home, it is the 9th of December all over the country. Some musicians, not all, some musicians are putting away their musical instruments for the winter. Maybe they're posting their end of year Spotify stats, which everybody seems to have done over the last few days, safe in the knowledge that they're going to make very little money from it. You, on the other hand, though, are having none of that, because you will be performing in the Workman's Club on December the 20th mm-hmm. for what is a much anticipated gig. Are you looking forward to that? When was the last time you did a headline show in Dublin?
I honestly can't remember. Like, we've played like some shows down in Dublin pretty recently, like in the summer, but nothing like a headline show. I think this will be my first time playing Workman's Club, so I'm really pumped.
Excellent.
For sure, as a full band performance, so yeah, really excited. That'll be the last show of the year for us.
Yeah,
so.
Great stuff. And you've got great support on the night from A. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a fan of his?
I honestly, I've only heard of his work through like, yeah, this gig, so
yeah.
It'll be really cool to check him out, yeah.
He's had a good year. We've played a couple of his singles this year.
Yes.
He's had releases such as Second Moon, Coming Back to You, and Into the Darkness already
awesome.
This year. But it's great to see, like, we're seeing loads and loads more Northern Irish acts becoming, I think, popular down here in the South. If you look at, like, this year, there's numerous acts such as Roe and Joshua Burnside and
yeah.
Kid Philippa, Ryan Vale, Kieran Lavery. They've played loads of gigs down here mm-hmm. in Dublin. Soak has just announced a gig in the Button Factory for next May. So there's a great scene happening up north in the
for
last
sure.
years, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you, you're probably mates with loads of those, are you?
Yeah, like as soon as you mentioned people who are kind of doing really cool and good things down here, the names you mentioned just like popped into my head. So
yeah,
yeah, they're all really stellar artists.
And good friends with Ryan Vale. We're big fans of his as well. Because
yeah,
didn't you
do
a track with him a few
years
ago?
We did a track together, Love is a Crow. We did that. It feels like a long time ago, but it's crazy the amount of people who still come up to me and mention that song, how much they liked it. So it was really fun.
Are you a fan of Snow Patrol?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you said yes. Because during the week, only a few days ago, Snow Patrol announced that they're going to be playing Ward Park on mm-hmm. May the 25th next year. And who's opening for them?
Me and a bunch of other people.
Yeah, great news. That's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
That must have been a nice thing to hear, I guess, during the week.
It was definitely a very cool email to get. For sure.
I'd say so. But they're great, though. I've heard lots of Northern Irish acts say that Snow Patrol and Gary Lightbody are great at supporting local acts.
Yeah, they're for sure like big champions of local artists. And even the fact that Gary founded the OES Centre up north and stuff. And that's been a real massive hub up in Belfast for the music scene. So
yeah.
Really cool.
The new EP is called Wisdom Teeth. It's out on February the 1st. So I'm hoping that we're going to be seeing you back in Dublin around that time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Great stuff. Naomi Hamilton, Jealous of the Birds. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Best of luck with the Workman's Club gig, which is on December the 20th. Support from A. Smith. Can you perform one more tune for us, though, before we say goodbye to you properly?
This one is called Tonight I Feel Like Kafka.
Excellent. Sweet. Thanks, Naomi.
Thank you.
If I tried, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost don't wanna talk. Baby, don't touch me, I'm made of chalk. Fine pink lace and faceless effigies. But it scares me to think that nobody looks at me. With a bad migraine, I wake up tomorrow and my room's the same. Wanna pierce my dimples and go dancing in the rain. No more cyanide kisses, I'm methylene blue. I love everyone, but especially you. Wanna go ahead and pack a picnic just for two. But it scares me to think that you, baby, don't look at me that way. Don't look at me that way.
That is Jealous of the Birds performing her track Tonight I Feel Like Kafka. Go check her out in the Workman's Club on December the 20th. Thank you, Naomi.
Thank you so much.
Okay, next on this week's Totally Irish, here's new music from Maverick Sabre.
To call, unlock the door. She lost a smile behind the curtains as she falls. There's blood on the drawers. She's numb from the falls. And through the silence, through the night, it came and stole
her grace. Now she's an angel falling down to the darkest place. Oh, yeah. Just like a bird without her wings, she fell from grace. Yeah, said she never looked for love, cause the world never good enough. Not the worst neighborhood, she grew. And she could write a book to her. But she learned from the cook, she know how to sell and to cook. She saw in then she fell and she hit the floor. She not so gracious no more.
When I wake up and look out the window, I can see teardrops fall from your face. Beautiful princess, got lost in the moment. And where did her wings go? She falls from grace.
Away like the darkness.
even scream to call. He beats it all, she bleeds her heart. And her mother won't believe a word, so she struggles to believe herself. A beautiful rose got covered over in the dirt again. When I wake up and look out the window,
you're looking out the window,
I can see teardrops fall from your face.
Did I fall in down
on the princess, the lost in the moment. And where did her wings go? She falls from the grave. Unlocked the door. She lost a smile behind the curtains as she falls. There's blood on the drawers. She's numb from the fall. And through the silence, through the night, it came and stole.
New music there from Maverick Sabre on this week's Totally Irish here on 98FM. That's called Her Grace and is the second release from his new album, released next year. Maverick Sabre, you may remember, played at her Voices in Mayo a couple of months ago, which I think was his first Irish appearance in quite a while. Dennis Vavister, I'm looking at you because you're a fan of his and you don't know, you're shrugging your shoulders. Okay, I think it was. Her Grace is the follow-up to Drifting, which came out a few months ago and which I loved as well. Okay, right now, on this week's Totally Irish, it is time for our second guest of the week. They played at Button Factory this Wednesday, December the 12th. They also have a new single out, which we're going to listen to in a few moments. They are one of the best new Dublin acts in of the last couple of years. They are Vern and Jane. Hey guys, Emily and Ricky, welcome back to the show.
How are you?
Hello.
It's great to see you.
You
good
too.
To see you.
What entrance music that is. That's great.
Thanks very much.
Like, if you guys were boxers and you were coming into the ring, your opponent would be just looking at you going, Jesus, I'm not fighting those two.
They
definitely
wouldn't.
Not.
We throw a good dig as well.
Actually.
No,
yeah.
I know that. I've seen that happen before.
Oh my God.
Emily, I must thank you because the last time you guys were on the show, which was earlier this year, I mentioned that I was going to be going to New York and you told me to go to a bar called Bar 55. Do you remember that?
I do. Yeah, I remember.
I went.
And was it good?
It was amazing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's on
for going.
Christopher Street. It's on Christopher Street in Manhattan. It's a really cool little jazz and blues bar. We had to queue for probably 5-10 minutes because it is quite small, but I had a great night there. So
I didn't have to queue.
Did you not?
No, they knew where I was. They were
You're that girl. You're that girl. Vern and Jane.
Yeah. No, guys, I'm joking.
We're going to be chatting about the new single that you have out. That's coming out shortly. But how's the year been for you, I guess, since we spoke the last time? You released Paradise soon after, I think. So has this year been...
That was April, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We had an amazing summer, yeah. Amazing summer, playing a load of festivals. As a band, it's been great. It's been a very tough year as well. But overall, it's been deadly and buzzing for this video to be released tomorrow and the gig Wednesday.
Since the summer then, when you've been playing these festivals, has it been a period, I guess, of songwriting and getting stuff ready then for the next couple of weeks, which is the new single, which is the new video, which is a Button Factory gig as well?
What's the last gig we played?
Last gig was August, the AMS launch.
In Sugar Club.
In the Sugar Club. AMS Recordings, who do our distribution, Anne-Marie Shields. That's been fantastic as well, working with her, and she's been great and really, really supportive. So
she's a fountain of knowledge, I would imagine.
Is she great
for advice? Any advice you need?
She's so supportive. Yeah, she's really, really great, and it's made a big difference to us just having somebody kind of in our corner.
Yeah.
You know.
But pretty much 4 months since she played our last gig. Mm-hmm. So like, Emily writes a crazy amount of songs. Mm. Always running out of songs. So We have 5 new tunes for Wednesday.
Ricky, is it a case of like she writes too many songs? Are the days you're like, Jesus, Emily, would you just stop? Not just have a break.
There's like so many songs we still haven't like, even it's heard.
Emily, for Christ's sake.
No, like because I WhatsApp Ricky, I'm like, oh, check it out, new song, and it's just like no response. Okay, I know it's fine.
It's got to that point. Your song, back, and I'm like, oh, look, I'll listen to it later, and I'm like, oh, I forgot.
And there's no blue ticks or anything, is
there? No,
no, there is blue ticks.
Left on right. Yeah. Oh no, he sees it.
He just doesn't respond. I love it.
But yeah, lots of new tunes. Be pretty happy with the new ones because it's kind of a different side of things, but same energy, like same feel, but just different.
Well, one of those new tracks is called "Push Me." It is the new single. So tell us a little bit about that. How is this song, and how are the new tracks a little bit different from your previous tracks?
Well, like this song, actually, we recorded this time last year.
Yeah,
pretty
this
much
is actually
like,
isn't one of the new songs. No. So we've been gigging this for a good few months.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how it differs from
I think the energy to this, like this song is probably like the turning point for material for us. Like it's a very emotional, very raw song, and like the kind of newer
fierce.
Material. Yeah, fierce. Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of carried into that, like just kind of everything is similar to that now. There's kind of no restrictions anymore. It's just all very like,
I thought there was no restrictions beforehand.
Oh, it gets worse, John.
Are you serious? Yeah. That's incredible.
We should tell them the last two names of the songs on the set.
No, I'm not.
Actually, maybe not.
It's radio. You're not allowed to say.
Sorry.
Have we gone for more vulgarity in our song titles?
Big time.
I love it. But this new single, "Push Me," is exactly what you've just said there. It's got everything I think that I love about your sound. It's got this amazing energy. It's honest, great songwriting. I can only imagine what it's going to sound like live in the Button Factory. It's going to sound great next Wednesday. And then it's got such a nice build up before this explosion of sound. And I can only imagine as well then, Emily, if you're saying that now you're not holding back with the new stuff. I can't wait to hear the new material.
I just think as a band we've come a long way this year, like personally and as a band, like it's all been a massive year for us. And
it was that Knocking the Stocking show when we headlined that we just put a lot more effort into the live show visually as well as the songs, and there was something after that just kind of changed us in a way.
It was a real funny thing because like there was a joke during Knocking the Stocking, some people were like, came up to me and were like, oh, it's like a spiritual experience, and it genuinely like was. It felt so different to anything we had done before, and then since then it's just kind of been like that. It's just kind of really,
you don't want
intense.
To lower your standard of that gig as well. So every new gig now that we're having, especially this one, we're putting like so much effort into visuals. There's going to be so much going on. It's pretty much like an art showcase as well.
Yeah, because we've been like working really closely with Imagery by Row. She's a photographer based here in Dublin. And we actually just met her because she was taking photos of us live. And then we kind of bonded kind of straight away.
I follow her on Instagram. She's great.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's a great photographer.
And so then we came up with a concept for the set. And so there's 4 parts to the set for the show this Wednesday. And then we took photos to embody those 4 themes. So essentially all of her art is going to be displayed on the night as well. And it's going to be part of the visuals. So it's all encompassing. So her art is going to be on frames up in the Button Factory and then displaying on the background for the visuals. So it's pretty sweet.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. It takes place in the Button Factory next Wednesday, which is December the 12th.
Yeah.
Before we have a little bit more of a chat about that and also about the video, shall we have a listen to this new single?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Come on. Okay. This is the brand new single from Vernon and Jane, which we're going to have a listen to in a few moments' time, which is called Push Me. Are we ready to go for this? Okay. So this is the new single from Vernon and Jane. It's called Push Me.
You've been drugs don't hurt. Who've been telling lies?
Yes, how great is that? That is the brand new single from Vernon Jane. It's called Push Me, and I've been enjoying listening to that with Emily and Ricky from Vernon Jane. And as we've been listening to that, the two guys have been telling me about the video, which sounds like it was quite entertaining to make the video for that particular single, Push Me. And the video is going to be out tomorrow. Do you want to tell us, Emily and Ricky, a little bit about the video?
So, yeah, it's going to come out tomorrow at midday. And, yeah, it's just something that we've put a lot of time and energy and focus into, working again with Doc Visuals. So that's Connor Docherty. We worked with him for Fragile, and like the amount of effort and time that he put in, and that like we kind of did as a little unit. It's a bit scary. It's going to be out in the world tomorrow, but like I'm proud of it.
Some of it is set in a forest.
Yeah.
There's some kind of devil worshipping going on, is that right? I don't know. I had a sneaky look at it earlier on. You sent it on to me, so you probably don't want to give too much away, do you?
I think like the core thing is that there's kind of maybe three characters in it. One is the dark side, one is the light side, and then one is the big boss bitch. So that's kind of the main thing, and lots of really great locations that we would have ourselves and Doc kind of scouted and that kind of thing.
So. Yeah, we put a lot of work into it with not much of a budget. It's just great. Looking back at it, it's amazing, and just seeing like how good Emily is at performing and acting is like insane as well. Without her being that good, we wouldn't have been able to got it done in like three short days. I was just watching it earlier on. I keep getting shivers every time, so I can't wait for everyone to see it. Like,
yeah, it is coming out tomorrow. It is the video for your brand new single, Push Me. And Emily, we were chatting, or you were chatting, I should say, not me, you were chatting earlier on about a little bit about the Button Factory gig, which is on Wednesday. It's your biggest headline show yet. And you were saying that there's going to be costume changes, there's four sets, there's going to be photography, there's going to be images on display as well. So tell us a little bit more about the night itself. Junior Brother supporting?
Yeah, so we've got Junior Brother supporting, he'll be opening up the show, and then we have Fat Pablo, formerly known as Beach, so they're kind of like psychedelic rock. This is their first show back in nearly over a year, so as fans of them, that's a big thing. Like, I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what they've been working
on. They also have a whole visual thing going on. I think they're gone down a little bit more of an electronic route as well with the whole psychedelic, so really looking forward to hearing their new sound.
Yeah, it's really great to have them kind of back, because as a fan, it's just savage. And then, like, in terms of ourselves, we've kind of really been putting a lot of work into our set that, like, basically when we started to when we end it, you're going to feel everything we're feeling, because that's something that we take a lot of pride in, that we kind of put it all out there, so we want you to kind of come with us. So there's kind of four kind of themes to it, so it goes from broken, fragile, healing, free. So that's kind of the movement of the set, and the images that we've done with Imagery Bureau are going to reflect those feelings and those emotions, and we're going to try and invoke all of that in the music. And there's five new tunes as well, so that's kind of, we're a little bit nervous, but we're also incredibly proud of those the new material, and obviously the old stuff as well is going to feature. So cool.
It sounds like you've put a hell of a lot of work into this gig, which is in the Button Factory on Wednesday. Best of luck with it. Looking forward as well to seeing the new video for Push Me, which is out tomorrow. Just to say as well, Junior Brother, we've got his brand new single, The Back of Her, on the playlist for the second hour of the show. Emily and Ricky from Vernon Jane, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks.
Best of luck with that gig in the Button Factory on Wednesday. We're going to have a listen now to a track from the new Spies album. This is called Constancy. We'll be right back. Yes, that is the track Constancy. It's taken from the new Spies album, the debut album of the same name, and they launched it in the Button Factory on December the 14th. Okay, stay with us for part two of this week's Totally Irish. Coming up after 10 o'clock, we've got loads of brand new releases from the likes of David Keenan, Loa, Junior Brother, and Laura Duff.
98 FN's Totally Irish with Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar, Grafton Street and Blanchardstown, home to legendary burgers and rock and roll memorabilia since 1971. Hey!
98 Totally Irish.
Woo! The sound of the city.
98 FM.
I'm
That is Uncle Pat from Ash on this week's Totally Irish with me, John Barker, and you are tuned in to part two of this week's show, which is 98FM's weekly Irish music show, sponsored by Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar. Ash played the Academy on December the 19th, and that track we just played for you there is one of their earlier tracks, Uncle Pat. It's taken from their debut album, Trailer, released all the way back in 1994. Okay, on the way this hour, we've got new releases from Loa, Junior Brother and David Keenan, and Laura Duff, whose new single we're going to listen to now. It's the follow-up to her debut single, Up To You, which was released last month and which we played on this show. Her new one is called The Other Side.
Being without you, but in her heart it's even harder to picture. She'll ride a bike, write a few lines, pass away the time till she's on the other side, in her head between the forces of nature. But no heat can make her any warmer. Fast feet on busy streets, yet it's so incomplete, 'cause she is fragile and weak. Feeble, it seems, fragile and weak. And it doesn't go away. She sees it every day, but he's not fazed by the mess he's made. But she's not led astray. No, 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 she's here to stay. Seen as a weakness. To her, I preach the sense of love and completeness. Do what you like and you'll find. Do what you like and you'll find a love like I. 'Cause I'm not fragile or weak. Feeble, not me. Fragile or
Cookhouse and Bar, Grafton Street and Blanchardstown, home to legendary burgers and rock and roll memorabilia since 1971.
Dampen the sound of is informing the neighbors of intimate acts with some wit she had found. Where the chimneys of steam emanate from the gutter in a dive bar where the hungry all stew. It is here that the brilliant blasphemers are sitting and cursing us under. Of living within them, within us. Would I find any evidence of living left in this town? A dishwasher had spoke of the New Testament, so I picked up a German. Decipher one single cold word. I was joined by this strange apparition. He'd a face like an old painter's radio. Oh, disgrace was his family name. We played cards. I was happy just to be there. In fifth class, in the name of that choice, in a cracked, anemic voice, that tall girl, she did silence the crowd. Was she awoken the spirit? We have washed ourselves in it all. It shook. I tripped and I moaned. Being wounded, she then brought me home by her bedside while combing her hair. She undressed and then whispered in prayer. Is there any evidence of living left in this town? Would I find any evidence of living amongst you saddening clothes? Of living within them, oh, within all, would I find any evidence of living left in this town? Shall we make it to the meadow? Is heaven just another?
referred to David Keenan earlier on in the show as the King of Charm, and he brings that charm to Whelan's on January the 11th and the 12th, which I cannot wait for. His new EP is called Evidence of Living. It was released on Friday, containing four tracks similar to what you just heard there. Tracks of poetry and wit and colourful characters, and I guess the unique perspective that David Keenan has. He's a great performer. He really is. A few weeks ago, he was telling us on the show about the band that he has now on stage, in which includes the likes of Junior Brother and Gavin Glass. Limoncello feature on his new EP as well, and he is going from strength to strength. So many people that are so impressed with him. I was chatting to Dahi earlier on in the week, who saw him at Other Voices, and he said he gave an incredible, incredible performance. So he is in Whelan's on January the 11th and 12th. One of those two nights is sold out. I think there might be tickets for maybe January the 12th, but that is David Keenan with the track Evidence of Living, taken from his new EP of the same name. Okay, Codaline will be playing two live shows in Dublin's St. Anne's Park in Raheny on the 31st of May and June the 1st of next year. And we've got a pair of tickets to one of those two gigs to give away on tonight's show, which is very exciting because guess what? They don't go on sale until Tuesday. So you could bag a pair of tickets to that show before they actually go on sale. To be with the chance of winning, all you have to do is text in the word CODELINE to 0877-989898 with your name and where you're from, and we'll call out the name of the lucky winner at the end of the show just before 11 o'clock. We're going to take a listen now to All I Want from CODELINE on this week's Totally Irish.
All I want is nothing more, to hear you knocking at my door. 'Cause if I see your face once more, I could die a happy man, I'm sure. But if you loved me, why'd you leave me? Take my body, take my body.
On 98FM.
This is Totally Irish with John Barker on 98FM.
Yeah.
Les Melts with their track In Person on this week's Totally Irish here on 98FM. Melts play this Wednesday night in Drop Dead Twice, which is based on Francis Street, along with Tau, who we chatted to in Berlin a few weeks ago. And that is a Drones of Praise label night. And as I said, it takes place in Drop Dead Twice. There are absolutely loads and loads of great gigs taking place over the next 2 and 3 weeks here in Dublin. And myself and Dennis Vavasseur are going to very quickly have a look at some of the better ones. But Dennis, we went to see Kojak in the Academy on Thursday.
We had a great time. Very quiet Kojak.
It was such a quiet gig.
It was great. I love the stage setting and everything.
Yeah.
Two of the ice cream cones you'd see outside newsagents. Obviously, Deli Daydreams is his album title. So they had a makeshift deli counter with the decks behind it and stuff. It was great. And it was bouncing on that dance floor.
He came on to perform White Noise first, which is the first track from Deli Daydreams. And to hear the crowds shout back all of the words was absolutely powerful. White Noise is an amazing, emotive, powerful song anyway, but just to hear everybody shout the
and
words
then he went
back,
into Last so Pint, I think, after that. And then you're like, you know, Jesus, they're like two, if not his two biggest tracks. It just didn't dip after that. It kept on climbing. It was great.
And then, because we were on the floor, and it, like for two or three songs, there was pure moshing going on.
Oh yeah,
which I haven't been a part of in quite a while.
If anyone knows the Academy, you know, the back of the standing area, there's that little ledge you can stand on. I was well and truly getting out of that.
Yeah, I noticed that actually.
I'm having another.
Yeah, I got a few digs anyway. But sure, look, whatever. But that's just one of many gigs that are taking place in Dublin over the next few weeks. You've made a list of some of the better ones, haven't you?
I have. You said we were going to keep this short. It's actually very hard to keep it short because I think I have a list of 10 or 12 in front of me. I suppose we're going to kick it off Wednesday, as you heard earlier. Vernon Jane, they're going to be playing the Button Factory also on Wednesday. Anya Cal, she is playing the Grand Social.
She was on last week's show, of course.
And Spies, their album launch taking place in the Button Factory on Friday. Good news is Fontaine CC, they're playing the Button Factory on Friday, December 21st. Bad news is it's sold out.
Oh, come on.
So, I'm sure you can get your name on the guest list, John. It wouldn't be a problem for you. But also, Jealous of the Birds, we had Naomi on earlier. She is going to play the Workmen's on December the 20th. Pursued by Dogs, they're playing Studio 10 on Wicklow Street, December the 22nd. That one, by the way, BYOB.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, drink responsibly and all that, but that's definitely going to be a very fun gig. And if you're strapped for cash, I suppose it's going to help that element. So we also have Word Up Collective. There presents their Christmas Miracle, which is quite a Christmas miracle. It has the likes of Super Silly, JLOL and Sequence all coming together for a great night on December the 19th in the Soundhouse. I told you it was going to be tough to keep this short. Golden Plek, they have their Block Party Jam happening on December 28th. So if you're looking to get out of the house after Christmas and Stevenson's Day, that's the Sugar Club. They'll have members of Little Green Cars, Wyvern Lingro, Booker Brass and Zaska all involved in that.
And that's a fundraiser for Golden Plek. So I'm hoping that as many people as possible go along. And Stephen Byrne, the editor of Golden Plek, is going to be live on next week's show chatting to us a little bit about that. Another gig that's coming up, but a bit off, in April, is All Twins. They're going to be playing the National Stadium. And I do remember you telling me on Thursday when we went to see Kojak that you're going to get us tickets for All Twins.
I'll get the next one.
So now I'm saying it's on air, so you have to do that.
There's still tickets available for that, thankfully. So that's April the 13th in the National Stadium.
Deadly. Thanks, Dennis. Happy Christmas. On next week's show, we're going to have a kind of like a totally Irish on-air Christmas party. And we're going to invite a few guests in to chat about their highlights of 2018. One of my highlights, though, is the Murder Capital and their track More Is Less. The Murder Capital play this Friday in the Workman's Club, and we're going to have a listen to what I think is one of the releases of this year. It's their tune, More Is Less, and here it is on 98FM.
Irish music every Sunday.
98 FM's Totally Irish
with John Barker. Irish with John Barker
on 98 FM.
I typed a text to this don I used to see about. It's sad to hear that he almost overdosed and ecstasy gets mad, you see. He was my first friend that looked out for me. Man, the bullies and other school kids that made fun of me. Part of my history, but at least you know what it meant to me. Decided I'll call and be there in this time of need. Cause a friend in need, well, finished the sentence. Was ghastly, picked up, we reminisce with fondness. But here's the madness, I miss the sadness. He said he was extremely proud of my success. Instead of being riveted, I was conflicted. Guilty feelings revisited. Cause all of those times, Jibble in jail, man, I ain't never visited. Was I too scared or I didn't wanna see you down? You was my hero, man, you always held me down. Cause in the town, man, snap. Where was I? Oh yeah, on the phone that day, was lost for words. And I thought to myself, what would Andre say? Keep your heart, keep your heart. Yeah. Heavenly conversation, but the devil's in the details. Remember cute kitchen disco? Remember all of those girls? All the attention, all the dancing, then the tension, all the glancing. Then the big guy called me your N-word, then you glossed him. No chances, it was curtains, no passes. I never thanked you, I was meant to. It was mental, we're special, exceptional. Always stay cool, but we parted ways. Anyways, man, how's your dad? Remember all of those holidays? Remember all of the school days? I never did well. Oh hell, sad to say that I fell. But the rap though, I excel. You told me I would always fail, but I'll forgive you though. We were only kids, not too bad for 26. No labels, no managers. Seen the world and traveled it, and that's not even the half of it. Right then, Kanye style.
God knows I'ma let you finish. I know that you've always been religious, and you know I'm spiritual, but I'ma need a prayer, cause the other day the guards caught me in my with 500k worth of.
On the phone that day, I was lost for words, and I thought to myself, what would Andre say? Keep your heart, keep your heart. Keep your heart, we go way back. Keep your heart. Like a brother.
I know it's hard out there, but
keep your heart. Back then like bag of jeans, back then like magazines, back then like blushing when your mom's in the room, there's a kissing scene. Back then like call over, back then like sleepover, back then like pull over. Nah, that actually still happens now. Back then like pack lunch, back then like home for lunch, back then like penny up the wall when you ain't got money for lunch. Back then like Barney Rubble, back then like Hong Kong Fooey, back then like go home Roger, back then like got head, back then like full of the hurt, back then like you nerd, back then like heavy hurt. Back then like meet her, shift her, would you fight him? Back then like, is it true what they say about black guys? My auntie once dated a. Back then like a cold dip. Back then like, don't forget dry bowls. Don't forget dry bowls, man. Just take it back. Back then like one cool. Back then like I'm not addicted. Back then like 20 pack. Back then like who's better. Back then like you know him. Back then like, don't tell the lies. But you're actually my best friend now. Now Facebook casually reminds us we used to be friends. Keep your heart, keep your heart, keep your heart. I know it's hard out there, but keep your heart, keep your heart, keep your heart, keep your heart, keep your heart. I know it's hard out there, but keep your heart.
New music there from Loa. It's called Keep Your Heart. It was released on Friday. It features a star performance from God Only Knows. That's who you heard rapping there. God Only Knows, of course, from Rusingano family. It also features contributions from Bantam and Ben Bix. The song is a remix of the track This Heart Interlude, which features on Loa's EP from last year, This Heart. Before Loa, you heard All Twins with their current single, Infinite Swim. They played the National Stadium on April the 13th. Okay, here's the brand new single from one of my favourite acts, Junior Brother. This is called The Back of Her.
Sing to at the click of a quickening heel shot. Nobody can take a fella's company from MZ. Last week, beyond returning, turned again for sight of home. I have courage, so you know there's a pit in me as well. It's the scared soldier as his own trench door. Sing to the click of a quickening heel shot. Nobody can take a fella's company from MZ. From MZ. Company from himself. Sure, nobody can take a fella's company from himself. Sure, nobody can take a fella's company from himself. Surely.
Junior Brother plays the Sandhouse on December the 21st. That's a headline gig for him. And as you would have heard earlier on tonight, he also supports Vernon Jane in the Button Factory this Wednesday. And you've just been listening to his brand new single, The Back of Her. And that is nearly it for this week's Totally Irish here on 98FM. Many thanks for listening over the last 2 hours. I do hope you've enjoyed all of the new music that we've played for you tonight. Cheers to Dennis Vavasor for his hard work behind the scenes. And thank you to Jealous of the Birds and Vernon Jane for coming in and chatting to me on tonight's show. On next week's show, we're going to invite a group of industry people, a group of musicians to come in and chat to us about their highlights of 2018 from the Irish music world. I'm really, really looking forward to that. We're going to finish off this week's show, though, with a track from Classic Yellow. This is called The Glue Factory. See you all next Sunday. Have a great week.
Driving ever since, and the fugitive responsible for the abduction of 4 traveling entertainers was also arrested on Tuesday. Those were the news headlines, and now for a word from our sponsor.
I see the glass upon the shelf. I try to resist, but I can't help myself.
Cookhouse and Bar, Grafton Street and Blanchardstown, home to legendary burgers and rock and roll memorabilia since 1971.